Katie King has appeared frequently on television and in newspapers. She is the founder of Balanced Nutritionalist, has a Bachelor of Health Science in Nutritional Medicine, and hundreds of clients under her belt since 2017. Katie is passionate about practical, no-nonsense food advice and lives by the mantra that food is medicine. Cost of living pressures concern everyone. So stay with us. It's going to be a very interesting chat, and we're about to get some great tips that will help us. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, Rosemary. It's lovely to be here again.
Now, Katie, how is the cost of living changing the way that people shop and they think about healthy food? Can you point us in the right direction, please?
Absolutely. So whenever we have a sort of, I guess, economic crisis like this, definitely it can be a lot in terms of, the impact on everybody's wallets week to week. And it can sometimes, unfortunately, the easy option is to sort of, throw it in and sometimes go for those cheaper options, those more processed options, potentially poorer quality food selections and whatnot. But there are still plenty of ways that you can remain, healthy and well and look after yourself and your family, even with the cost of living going up.
Yeah.
So I've got lots of tips.
Yeah, yeah. Good one. And how often are people deferring to takeaways and prepackaged meals, Katie? I mean, it's sort of a quick and easy way, but convenience versus home cooking, I mean, you can hardly compare, can you?
Exactly. And I think you've kind of nailed the first point there. It's more important now than ever before to actually cook because it's always going to be less expensive. It's always going to be better quality. So on a week-to-week basis, one of the first things that people can do is look at what they're spending. And if they are having takeaway once or twice a week, well, can that become once a month? Because all of a sudden, if you're cooking that meal from home instead of purchasing it takeaway, you're probably going to save anywhere between, $40 and $60 straight off the bat. So that's a big saving right there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other ways that we can look at saving is having a think about where we actually shop. So often convenience wins, but convenience isn't always the best option. So
no.
It can be enticing to sort of just go to your major supermarket and buy everything. But it's actually way more economical to purchase, say, your meat from a butcher and potentially your fruit and veg from a little greengrocer or a farmer's market. They are always great value. So you can still get fresh ingredients, but just by looking potentially at where you shop. So, I have a classic example. I was in the supermarket just yesterday and I looked at the price of beef mince, and I was looking at high quality beef mince,
yeah.
But for good quality beef mince, it was going to cost me $13 for 500 grams.
Mm.
And I know I can get beef mince from my butcher for $19 a kilo.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't purchase it because I'll just stock to the butcher tomorrow. So these sorts of things are not as convenient as going to the one place, but things like your meat, you can buy 2, 3, or 4 weeks at a time and come home and freeze that. If you've got a plan for a couple of weeks ahead in terms of what you're actually going to be preparing for your family.
Yeah, yeah. And that's always going to be cheaper in the long run. And sometimes as fun, we'll have lunch or something and I'll go, righto, well, that'll cost you $22, thank you, for whatever.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
If
yeah.
we had it at a coffee shop or wherever, it would certainly cost you that much. So just a silly little game that I play helps me, Katie, think that I'm doing the right thing. And
yeah, absolutely.
I'm just thinking to myself, fresh fruit and veg is on a budget, you can think to yourself, oh my goodness, it is so very expensive, but seasonal shopping is the way to go, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think when it comes to seasonal shopping, what people struggle with is they see a recipe or they decide they want to cook something and then they go and think, okay, well, I need capsicum and it's going to cost me $13 a kilo.
Mm.
But you can always substitute. So classic example, just the other day, I wanted to make an apple crumble for my kids and It wasn't, apples weren't that expensive, but pears were like $3.50 for this, you know, a tub at my fruit and veggie shop. And I thought, I'm never going to get through 10 pears before they go overripe, but I could make a pear crumble and use up 6 or 8 of them. And that's probably cost me $2.50. So, you know, I think once you've, you know, as long as you're, you know, you kind of know what you're doing around the kitchen, choose seasonal ingredients. If it says to use snow peas and they're $22 a kilo, substitute with beans or throw some frozen peas in. You know, like, you don't have to cook to the exact recipe every time. And that can really, you know, that can equal, you know, huge savings, $20, $30, $40 at the end of the week.
Easily. And Katie, frozen food, I personally use a lot of frozen spinach. I love it, put it into lots of things. But you buy your beautiful big bunch of spinach, and if you don't use it all pretty quick smart, you're going to lose some of it. But the frozen spinach is just fantastic. So frozen fruit and veg, it shouldn't be underrated in any way, shape or form, because it's got all the things that we need, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And with frozen, there's, you know, you've always got your options. Like, look at the packet. Where, say, were these blueberries picked? You know, were they picked in Australia or New Zealand, or did they come from somewhere further afield? Sometimes, like, a big bag of frozen fruit or veggies might be $9 or $10 for really good quality stuff.
Yeah.
But you're looking at, say, you know, a kilo of, I'll use blueberries again, a kilogram of blueberries for $9 or $10, that's actually extremely good value. You can pop that in the freezer. A small punnet, 125-gram punnet, is probably going to cost you $5 or $6.
Getting close to that, yeah.
Exactly. So, absolutely. And we know that with fruit and veg, as long as we are selecting stuff that, you know, isn't necessarily maybe perhaps not from countries where they may treat their crops a little bit differently, or from, you know, way further afield. If we're selecting produce that is, you know, Australian or New Zealand, that we're probably going to get really good produce. It's snap frozen. So the research suggests that really it's just as good.
Now, Katie, as a bit of a wrap-up, give us a couple of simple little things that our listeners can do this week to eat better for less.
Okay, add legumes. So we're moving into winter, slower cooked foods. Why not use a little bit less meat and throw in 1 or 2 tins of legumes? They're so good for you, so much fiber, still good protein levels. They work great in a slow cooked meal and they cost next to nothing. So that would be my first recommendation. My second recommendation would be, have a good hard look at your shopping bill and work out, what are your big expenses? What are you spending a lot of money on? For families, I can bet you, if you have young kids or kids at school, it's single-use snacks. So think about the cheese and crackers you buy in the individual packets, or, you know, the little packets of chips that come in a big packet. All of those things cost more money, and they're not great for the environment because they're single-use plastics. Why not buy a box of crackers and a big block of cheese and chop it up and put it in a bento box and save yourself the money? So that would be my second thing. And then my third thing would be, challenge yourself to have a little bit of a, you know, 15-minute sit down and plan out your week or plan out your fortnight. Because when you go into the week ahead with a meal plan and you do one good, decent shop, you're going to already, you're going to save yourself money, because you've committed to making the food, you've got the ingredients there, so you're not going to be tempted to go out and buy, you know, takeaway or anything like that. And you're only doing one shop, less likely that you're going to make impulse buys. And yeah, that's probably my three big recommendations at this stage.
I think they're three pretty good ones to end on: getting that one big shop in, knowing what you're going to cook, for the week or the fortnight is absolutely fantastic. Katie, look, a huge thank you for today. And listeners, Katie is from The Balanced Nutritionalist, and she's really given us some good practical tips. So rethink convenience food. Buy in bulk and shop in season. That's the way to go. And don't forget, embrace those frozen produce because they're pretty good. Simple changes can help you make a real difference to your hip pocket without sacrificing your health or your wallet. Katie, thank you. Look forward to catching up with you again next time we speak.
Thanks for having me.
And for more great information from Katie King on nutrition for you and your family, search podcasts from 1015fm.com.au.